today? I'm awesome. Thanks for asking. Oh, you did ask, right? I just imagine you did. Come on in the studio. There's a few extra chairs over here. There's a couple in the back. And a few of you, if you're brave, come on up right up front here. Let's get right in front of me. Get in the spit zone, all right? So do you have a mentor? I'm a little bit of a mentor for you today. I'll bring you some wisdom that I have picked up over the years and learned, not only myself, a lot from the School of Hard Knocks, a lot of studying, a lot of helping other people. One of the best ways to learn, obviously, to help other folks and see the results they get. So I'll share with you, if you're looking for a mentor, and you should be, some things they expect from you. Make sure you have, okay? All right, we'll get to it in just a sec here. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. I don't care what gets in the way. I don't care who looks at you with a grumpy attitude and makes you feel like, ew, my day is going terrible. You're like, okay, no worries. Shake it off. I'm not going to say you do it right away. It may take some time. I was grumpy this morning. I did. Our blender broke, and I was a little grumpy. I couldn't make my shake. I was a little grumpy. I have to admit, it just came out of nowhere. I was a grumpy, and my wife kind of caught me being grumpy, and I just thought, I said, okay, just get through this moment of grumpiness and I'll be fine. It took about 5 minutes and I know it's a blender, right? But I couldn't get my shake and I was hungry. The simplest little things in life will just mess you up, won't they? And if I could do anything in this show, it's to remind you that those simple things are going to try to mess you up all day today. It just happens. It's called life. So the better attitude we have about dealing with that stuff, better off we do and the happier we are. Talking about happiness this week as well on one of our shows can be awesome. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Man, I got to tell you, I love this time of year. It is so gorgeous. You're going to hear me say this for another month, maybe, living in the Daytona Beach area. Just beautiful right now. But don't worry, because coming in about a month or two, you'll hear me saying the exact opposite. The rain comes, it's going to get terrible down here, but that's okay. Let's talk mentors today. Let's talk mentors. And how you can get a mentor for success. I have a lot of folks who contact me to find a mentor. They call me. It's like, well, I could be your mentor if you want me to. But they're also looking for a place. Who can I go to? Where can I get that? Where can I find a good mentor? And they are everywhere. Anybody who has the life that you want to have is doing something you'd like to do. That's a possible mentor. What? So the guy that you saw with the webpage that said he did all this stuff? Not necessarily. No. It's probably the guy you met at Home Depot, maybe at the restaurant, maybe at the office. Could be a boss. Could be somebody who has done something you want. Maybe you have a lot of respect for their life and how they do things, and you want to learn. You should try to approach that person. But when you do, how do you do it? Sometimes you say, hey, can I talk to you? I'm looking for a mentor. That's all you have to say. You say that to me, I go, okay. But you're asking me, it means you probably want me to be your mentor. Let's talk about that. But you have to remember, when you get a mentor, they're going to want you to do a couple things because there's a time investment there. And nobody wants to stick their toe in the water if they're going to get it bitten off by an alligator. So they want to make sure they're going to be okay. So they may have a few questions for you when you do this. And I really mean this. You can talk to almost anybody about it. Anybody who has any level of success anywhere, when I say that, I mean in their family, in their business, in their money, in their fitness. If they have it in all places, which a lot of folks do, they are right for you to say, hey, can you mentor me? You just got to ask, okay? So every mentor I've ever had, and I have several right now, it takes a special person to mentor me on the DISC profile. I'm a classic D and I. Man, you got to be a bigger D and I than I am, or I won't listen to you. I don't have any compliance in me whatsoever. None at all. So it's really hard for me to find a mentor, but I do find them. And when I do, I recognize it right away, and I try to get into their circle and see if they'll help me. But they've always asked me a couple of things. And I boil it down over the years to three characteristics that mentors will look for in me. So I thought I'd give them to you. Now, would you pass the test? If you came to somebody today, to me or anybody else, and say, hey, would you help me? Would you kind of hold my hand a little bit and guide me a little bit and maybe pass on some tough love? Will you do that so I can get what I want in my life? Show me the way a bit? Question I would have would be, well, do you have a real burning desire to achieve your goals? Now, why would I ask that? Well, first off, I know that having a burning desire, I mean, that's so deep inside, you just can't not do it. You're just hot. You got to go. Why would I ask that? Because I know you have to have that to achieve your goal. And secondly, 99% of the people I talk to do not. It is a casual, passive goal, something they had in mind, something they thought about doing. Lots of times they come to me, they're just checking it out to find out if they should do it. Well, that's okay. I can give you the answer. That's cool. But if you want me to help you get there, you need a burning desire to do whatever you say you're going to do. I need to know that when I stick my toe in the water, that you're going to go do the things you say you want. So that's the first test. So anybody you talk to today, do you have that burning desire? In fact, I'll go so far as to say one that gets your mentor excited. One that gets your mentor to believe they can help you get there. If you have anything less than a burning desire to achieve your goals, and by the way, don't say, because I've just worked my whole life, I deserve it. Don't say that. No. You don't deserve anything. You were born on this world to go work, right? If you have that burning desire, you're going to get somebody to help you. That's a promise. Number two, are you a coachable person and prepared to accept the wisdom and the guidance of others? Now, that's a question I could ask you, and usually will ask you, to hear what you're going to say. Sometimes the answers are interesting, by the way. But usually we can see if you're coachable. For a guy like me, the DI kind of character, and I just joke that I have no compliance in me whatsoever. I actually have a lot of compliance, but I have compliance when I have respect, when it all comes together. That's a big, complicated thing for me. I'm extremely coachable. When you have my respect, when I know you know the path, I am so coachable, I almost have to be careful. I'll just do whatever you say, which is why I have to have so much trust in somebody. Because I will listen to you, and I will take action based on what you say. I've got to know it's going to be right. So are you a coachable person? Can you convey that to the mentor you want to talk to? When they spend time with you, when they give you that time every single week or whatever you arrange, are you willing to do what they say? I have a lot of clients, by the way. And so I only have five right now. I keep it about five or six. That's about it. And these folks get on the phone with me, and there is one rule. You're going to ask me a question. I'm going to help you get there. This is the advice I give you. I know it works because I give it to a lot of people. All I expect, and never ask them to do it, I just expect they're going to. And gosh, every single week they come back, they went and did it, and they got the success they wanted. Coachable. And then they take action. Okay, finally, getting long in the show today a little bit. Do you have the willingness to undertake all the actions to achieve your success? So the willingness, you want to do it, and then you're going to go undertake those actions. You're going to get it done. You're going to achieve success. You're not going to wait a week. And when your mentor says, okay, how'd you do in your goal? Say, well, I got a little busy this week. I'm busy at the job. Couldn't quite get to it. No. I mean, if the action required is you have been told to go do it, it's not do it when you can. It's go do it. Do you have the willingness to do what it takes? And let me tell you, whenever you, depending on your level of success, whatever you want in life, you want to make $1 billion, you're going to have to do more than somebody who wants to make $10. So depending on what you decide to do, that burning desire for your goal, and you're learning from your mentor, depending on what you decide to do, you have to have such a thorough willingness to go after it, to do whatever it takes, frankly, within reason and within your value set. Yeah, let's make that very clear. I'm not going to tell you to break your values. I'm not going to tell you to do something you don't believe in. You got to check your goals out differently. And by the way, if a mentor asks you to do something that you don't believe in, that bends your values, you might want to question that mentor. Be very careful who you choose. A good mentor will not send you down a road of doing something that you don't believe in. But you got to be willing to do what it takes to get what you want. Are you? Do you? Is that something you possess? So, do you have a burning desire? Yes or no? You'll know the difference. You won't be able to hold yourself back if you do. Do you have a willingness to do whatever it takes? And are you coachable? And are you ready to accept the wisdom and the guidance of others? You need to be able to do that. I don't know anybody who has had real success in their life who hasn't taken it right out to other folks and say, okay, this is what I'm doing. You see anything in here that maybe I could do better to get more success in my life? Don't know anybody who doesn't do that. None of us are an island. All right, if the shoe were on the other foot, say you were going to be the mentor, and a lot of you listening right now are mentors, and you have the chance to be mentors. In fact, I spoke to many, many, many of you, and you say that's your goal, to mentor folks, to help other folks along the way. You would expect the same thing, right? So to hold the bar high and make sure the people you spend your time in, you're going to get a good return on your investment when you do that, and more importantly, they do. All righty. So what's coming up tomorrow? We've got a big week this week, I think. How to magically create more time and productivity. That's actually the day after tomorrow. How to be happy all the time. Yeah, it's possible. Just an attitude. That's it. Even if you're grumpy like I was today. Why you must be a good quitter. That is Friday's show. There's so much coming up. Lots of really cool nuggets on these shows. Make sure you get every single one of them. Join me on the Facebook page too. DailyBoostPodcast.com/Facebook. I'll see you over there.